6, Section 4, Indian Removal. As you read, look for the effect on American Indians of the large number of settlers. How the Indians were moved from Alabama. How some Indians avoided removal. President Andrew Jackson signed the Indian Removal Act in 1830. This law allowed the president to force the Indians from their land. President Jackson wanted this law made because of a Supreme Court decision. In it, the court ruled on the side of the Cherokee in a land dispute with Georgia. In the end, the Indians were moved west of the Mississippi River on the way to their new homes in Indian Territory, today's Oklahoma. Many died of disease, hunger, and hardships. Choctaw and Chickasaw. The Choctaw signed the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit Creek in September 1830. This treaty gave the United States all Choctaw land in Mississippi and Alabama. Many Choctaw were then moved west to Indian Territory. Some Choctaw hid in swamps or forest. They are the ancestors of some of the Choctaw who live in Alabama today. A short time after the Choctaw were moved, the Chickasaw were also forced to sign a treaty. In 1832, the Chickasaw ceded land in northwest Alabama and Mississippi to the U.S. government. They exchanged Alabama land for land in Indian Territory. From 1831 to 1834, the U.S. Army moved some of the Chickasaw and Choctaw to the west bank of the Mississippi River. From there, they had to travel to Indian Territory. Some had to walk all the way. The Indians did not have enough food to eat or blankets to keep them warm. Creek. In February 1825, William McIntosh and several other Creek chiefs went to Washington, D.C. There they signed the Treaty of Indian Springs. The treaty ceded to the federal government all Creek land in Georgia and almost all Creek land in Alabama. The Creek nation was angry about what McIntosh had done and killed him. When President John Quincy Adams learned how most Creek felt about the Treaty of Indian Springs, he would not honor it. It was not until 1832 that all Creek land in Alabama was ceded to the United States. But settlers began to attack the Creek. In just a few years, almost all the Creek were moved to the west. A few Creek families in the Tin Saw community were allowed to keep their land. This close-knit group of Creek families became the Porch Creek Indians. The Trail of Tears. The federal government put great pressure on the Cherokee. A few Cherokee signed the Treaty of New Ekota in 1835. This treaty ceded all Cherokee land east of the Mississippi River. Although the Cherokee government did not agree to this treaty, the U.S. Senate approved it. 2 years later, the Cherokee were forced to leave their homes. The Cherokee were the last group of American Indians to be moved from the state. Tribal leaders asked the U.S. government to let them stay, but President Jackson would not agree. Some Cherokee hid in the mountains, but most were sent to Indian Territory. One chieftain said, quote, "I am one of the native sons of these wild woods. I have hunted the deer and turkey here more than 50 years. The settlers have shown a grasping spirit lately. I know the Indians have an older title than theirs. We obtained the land from the living God above. Yet they are strong and we are weak. We are few, they are many. I know we love the graves of our fathers. We can never forget these homes." End quote. The Cherokee called their walk to the western United States Nuna Da'at Suni, the trail where they cried. We know it as the Trail of Tears. Think it through. 1. Where were the Indians of Alabama sent after the Indian Removal Act of 1830? 2. How did a few American Indians avoid being sent to Indian Territory? 3. Why was the removal of Indians sometimes called the Trail of Tears? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 6. Alabama was once a part of the Mississippi Territory. In 1817, it became the Alabama Territory with St. Stephens as its capital. The men attending the Constitutional Convention in Huntsville in March 1819 wrote Alabama's first state constitution. On December 14, 1819, Alabama became a state. Huntsville served as the state capital while Cahaba was being built. When the capital at Cahaba flooded, the capital was moved to Tuscaloosa. Later, as the population in the eastern part of the state grew, the capital was moved to Montgomery. In early Alabama, roads were very poor. Travel was slow and difficult. People traveled by horseback, wagon, and stagecoach. Flatboats, keelboats, and steamboats were used on Alabama's rivers. The 2 1/10 mile long Tuscumbia Railroad was built in 1832. Industry in early Alabama used the materials found in the state. Coal and iron ore were mined and used to make iron. Cotton mills were built to turn the farmers' cotton into thread and cloth. Worship in Alabama grew quickly as settlers brought their religion with them. Many faiths were present in early Alabama, including Roman Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish. American Indians were the first religious people in Alabama. The state's first public school was in Mobile. Some children had no school nearby to attend. Others met in simple cabins with few materials to study. There were also private schools and homeschooling. President Jackson was very determined to remove the Indians. The Indian Removal Act of 1830 started the forced removal of most American Indians from the state. After each tribe signed a treaty, they were sent to Indian Territory.